Get up out of bed, get up.
Get up with Jesse and Jules.
And we want to know this morning, what foods have you only just tried? Came across an Instagram story. I won't say who it was about because just in case you don't like this person.
no, name and shame her.
Oh, Kylie Jenner, okay? She had only had the milk in the cereal for the first time last night.
She's been eating separately, a cup of
and
milk,
she's been
a cup
having
of cereal.
A deconstructed cereal breakfast.
Kylie Jenner's so Melbourne.
Isn't she? She's been having dry cereal and a cup of milk and then, like, putting the dry cereal in her mouth and then sipping the milk, like, separately. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Last night, she tried it for the first time. She wasn't a fan, but still. Got me thinking about things we haven't tried or we've recently tried. And last week was the first time I've actually ever had Pop-Tarts. Now, I'm so fresh at it that I didn't even put the Pop-Tart in the toaster for it to pop, to make it a Pop-Tart. I just ate a normal tart.
Just had a cold tart.
I just ripped it open, the foil pack, and started eating.
Started
I was like,
in.
Yeah, it's all right. I wouldn't rave about it. I don't know what everyone's raving about. Until Elliot's like, you got to put it in the toaster.
And do you not understand what the pop is?
Oh, my gosh. My world changed.
Now you're addicted to Pop-Tarts. But we did chuck it out on 13, 12, 16. Now, Kelly from Albany, what have you only just tried?
Well, I'm from England originally, so my Australian roommate was shocked that I had never tried Milo before.
Yeah.
Do they not have Milo in the UK?
No.
Oh,
no.
What do you guys have? Ovaltine or something?
No, we have like, I don't know, it's like Nesquik milkshake.
Oh,
stuff.
Yeah. We've got Nesquik too. We got both.
Yeah.
But right. Milo is better.
All right, guys. No contest.
Sorry.
No contest.
Sorry.
So you hadn't had Milo before?
No, and I found it very bizarre how you guys like eat it from the top.
Yeah, because it doesn't dissolve.
No, bizarre. So anyway, she made me a cup of Milo, which was just cold milk, and then what I assumed to be a ladle of Milo on top.
And what did you think?
I haven't had it since.
Oh, come on. The trick is if you want it to dissolve, is you do a little bit of warm water, like a tiny little bit of warm water in the bottom, dissolve it in the warm, like the boiling water, and then you pour the milk in after and it makes it all dissolve.
No, this is the way you do it, right? You get a spoon and you put the dry Milo that's sitting on top, floating on top, into your mouth so there's
just
nothing. And then you try and scull the milk while the dry Milo is in your mouth.
Do either of these options sound appealing to you?
They both sound horrendous.
Okay. Trending now at hit.com.au.
Hashtag smash a straw.
What?
Still trending at the moment. Also, cut them up, don't cut them out.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, these are like, just stick to one. Can we? Can we smash a straw?
No.
Or can we cut them up, don't cut them out?
Give them all the hashtags. Give them all the hashtags.
I just find it hard when I'm trying to tag on Instagram, you know?
Just use all of the hashtags, mate. That's how you get the followers. The reason, obviously.
You know, you don't have any.
Harsh, but fair. Very accurate. There are no... This story still trending, obviously. Yesterday, we were challenged to go through 100 because of the guy who ate 100 pieces of sushi.
Yep.
We asked, what could we put away 100 of?
Yep.
Strawberry's very topical at the moment.
Yep. Shona suggested that we smash down some strawberries, so we did.
Now, yesterday in the show, we did it for 20 minutes.
Yep.
You got through 33,
correct.
I believe.
Yes.
I got through 15. I continued after the show.
I went home sick. Not because of the strawberries, by the way, people. Not because of the strawberries. I've got a, like, obviously, sore throat.
Yeah. And I got to 53 in
the
end.
How long did it take you, though?
It took me another hour to get to 53. So.
All I do is win, win.
No. Is that for me or is that for you?
Nah, it's for you.
Okay, because I was about to say, mate, if it took you 53, it took you an hour to get through 53 and I did 33 in 20 minutes.
Yeah, all right. You're great at eating strawberries. Knock yourself out.
Thanks, Paul.
While I was doing the extra ones after the show, I put a photo up on our story.
Yeah.
Still there of me going through the strawberries.
Yeah.
And one thing that I got was a lot of messages back from people going with recipes, and
oh, yeah.
The most common one that I found was people like, make daiquiris, make daiquiris. And I was like, guys, I've got to eat the strawberries. I can't drink them.
Mm.
And also everyone around the office saying make daiquiris as well. And I feel like, okay, we might have a problem here that as soon as everyone goes to strawberry recipes,
yeah.
we go to daiquiris.
Yeah.
We can't all have alcoholic beverages, guys.
Why not?
Because some of us are under it. Well, not.
Oh,
us.
I mean, it's not Friday today, but tomorrow, Friday, Avo drinks. It could be strawberry daiquiris.
But if you are looking for recipes, they are everywhere at the moment online.
Yeah.
They are trending like crazy. Hashtag smash a straw. Strawberry on toast is the new one over avocado on toast. Yeah. So, especially for kiddies.
Yeah, exactly.
Strawberry pie, strawberry jam, all sorts of stuff. So, that is what's trending online at the moment. Hit.com.au.
It's the Jesse and Jules catch up on Hit FM.
We're talking about footy tickets at the moment because over in Melbourne, obviously we got the game here on the weekend, Eagles taking on the D's.
Yeah.
Totally sold out. The game over in Melbourne, obviously the G, a lot bigger stadium,
yeah.
100,000 people, still sold out. Tickets going on resale online, scalping. A pair of tickets were on sale for 20 grand, just over 20 grand
that
for two tickets.
That is just insane. You cannot be that much of a fanatic, right? $20,000 for one game? Really?
Yeah, which I just thought was ridiculous. The bloke that was trying to buy them was a 20-year Collingwood member, and so he still hadn't managed to get tickets to the game.
What?
And so he had to try and buy them with everyone else.
What? He was going to spend that amount of money?
Yeah, well, this is what happened. So the pair of tickets were on eBay.
Yeah.
And apparently the sports minister of Victoria, John Aaron, stepped in and had the ad pulled down. And they've got 96 ongoing investigations into scalping.
Oh, gosh. That makes me a little bit worried.
What? You trying to sell some tickets on the side there, mate?
I don't have tickets.
Mate, I know that you wouldn't even know where the ticket site for football is, right? There's no way.
I didn't
even
know who was playing this weekend, to be honest, but thanks for filling me in. Now, look, I get it, though.
When you want to go, you want to go.
Yes, yes. Now, I could be a hater and be like, oh, $20,000, that's a ridiculous amount of money. But a lot of people said that to me about the tickets that I have recently just bought.
Case in point. I told you what you paid for Cardi B tickets was ridiculous.
And I was like, I don't care what you think, Jesse. It's Cardi B. Now, if you don't know, I am absolutely obsessed with Cardi B, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she's coming to Australia at the end of the year.
What did you pay
for
tickets?
She will probably only be up on stage for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's a three-day thing. So and of course they don't say when Cardi B is going to be up on stage. So I also have to sit it out for 3 days to find out when she's going to be on stage, right?
For 5 minutes of euphoria. What did you pay?
$865. Oh. I can't believe that just came out of my mouth.
$865 for what is probably going to be 5 minutes.
Okay, moving on. We want to hear from you this morning because it burns, right?
Yeah.
It does hurt, but it's going to be worth it.
If you want to go in the running for our $100 MVP prize this morning, give us a call on 13 12 16. What is the most you've paid for a ticket somewhere?
Jesse and Jules on Hit FM.
When it comes to spending money, right? Especially when it comes to money on experiences.
You'll pay whatever.
Seeing Cardi B at the end of the year, I mean, if they were $2,000, would have I paid it? Yes, I would have. Thankfully, I didn't pay $865.
And I reckon, yeah, strong case this morning, mate.
Well, that's how I played it up against Elliot anyway.
He gives you a long rope, that boy.
Yeah. No.
I reckon there are a lot of other people out there who will have stories just like this. So we've chugged it out on 13, 12, 16. What is the most that you paid for a ticket? Carly from Bunbury, what's the most you've paid this morning? Carly, you there? What's the most you paid for a ticket, Carly?
Oh, look, it's also a footy game as well. The last West Coast game at Domain Stadium,
yeah,
the Subiaco Oval. I bought the tickets for my boyfriend for his birthday.
Yeah.
They were going for $50. I couldn't find any, so I had to pay $250 each.
Oh! Oh, look, it hurts. I know it hurts. But, I mean, it was worth it though, right?
Definitely. I'm pretty sure we came away with a patch of grass.
Did you try and sell that patch of grass on eBay, try and make the money back? Because people were doing that.
Nah, I didn't even see that. I think I chucked it away as soon as we got there because I realised I was carrying grass.
Yeah.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
And trending over in Hong Kong, an airline has had to send back a new plane to the paint shop after the company's name was spelled incorrectly on it.
What?
So the, you know, the airline Cathay Pacific?
Yes.
They painted the name on the side of the plane that had Cathay Pacific. So they missed the F in between the two I's. So it was just P-A-C-I-I-C.
Not the spelling mistake I would have guessed.
I know, right?
When I was a kid, I thought it was cafe, like where you go to get a coffee.
No. So the thing is that they obviously, people that were in the terminal,
yeah,
were taking photos of it because they knew that it was wrong. And I mean, the world of social media, they all just started tweeting it out. So that's how the airline realized that it was wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, someone had checked over that plane, apparently.
Oh, my God.
And gone, okay, send it out.
That like, does
it
was not make me ready. Feel good about safety.
I know. Anyway, moving on from that feature. So they realized from all the tweets, right? Mm. So they the Cathay Pacific tweeted out, said, oops. This special delivery won't be lasting long. She's going back to the shop. So they thought they would make a little bit of a joke about it.
Sure.
So people started retweeting their tweet. One person said, the shop, why not just put a little, that little, like, you know, that little arrow that points up when you make a spelling mistake and then put the F above it.
Like insert.
Like an insert. Like an insert thing. Another Twitter person did, no one gives a F anymore. Not even the painters. And this very one good. Was no S were given that day.
Very, very good.
And if you want to find out what else is trending, go to hit.com.au.
Jesse and Jules on Hit FM.
Dirty before 6:30.
The stories that are just a little bit more adult. So we put them earlier in the show when the kids are less likely to be listening. Now, this morning, there is a little bit of a illicit substance warning to this story.
Oh.
So it does involve speak of drugs, right?
Right.
You remember how Coca-Cola used to have, the story goes that it used to have Coke, the other Coke in it.
No.
Yeah, apparently back in the day, long, long time ago. So that's the story that I heard.
And is that why they call it Coca-Cola?
I don't know. That's just the story that went around the playground when I was a kid. But it links quite well into...
I think
into...
that's a little rumour.
Is it? Was it? Oh.
Well, trust me, they wouldn't be selling it for $2 a can.
No, that's very true. But turns out Coke have been doing research into putting a different kind of drug into to drinks.
What? Different to what they already put in?
Not sugar or caffeine.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, so they're looking at potentially using cannabis.
Really?
Yeah. So apparently it is Coca-Cola have said they're closely watching the expanding use of cannabis elements in drinks. Because as it becomes more and more mainstream.
Right.
You know
but
how,
it's not even legal here in Australia.
Well, no, not yet. But obviously a lot of the states have started to make it legal and it's really taking off over there.
Yeah.
And so it's becoming more and more mainstream.
Right.
Apparently they were in talk with a Canadian cannabis company to create a health drink that is infused with something that is hard to pronounce, a cannabidiol.
Yeah, we get the
drift. Something like that.
We get the drift.
Naturally occurring non-psychoactive compound. So it doesn't have any funky effects.
Okay, so pretty much what they're looking for is when you drink a can of Coke now, you're going to get a natural high, not a sugar high, right?
Well, no, you're not going to get high at all.
Oh,
so,
what?
Which I mean, for me, I just thought that was the most unexciting combination of Coke and that I've ever heard.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
You know what I love about this time of the year? And it's just that transition of going from winter to spring where it's like a little bit hot. Sometimes you can rock a t-shirt, rock some shorts, and then you can wear a jumper. You know, it doesn't matter.
Change it
up. But when it comes to your feet, you can get away with wearing socks with thongs.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
Yes, you can. You absolutely can. And I am a thong sock wearer 100%. I love wearing my slides with my socks.
It's a different story if it's slides.
Yeah.
Because it's slightly more functional.
Well, I don't own thongs. I only have slides.
You don't own thongs.
No.
Are you even Australian?
Well, I mean, the thing is that I used to buy the Havaianas, right? But now the Havaianas, like, they break so easily these days.
They do not.
They do so, and you know it.
I've had the same pair for 5 years.
Yeah, that's because you got the old pair, right, where they were made to last forever. But obviously what they found out is that
no one's...
Yeah.
Right, okay. I stand corrected.
Anyway,
I retract my blow-up.
I was like, you know what? I'm going to go away from the Havies. I'm going to go and buy myself some slides, which I did a couple of years ago. And so, yeah, the slides and the thongs. The reason why I am talking about this, though, is it is trending because someone thinks that they've just invented this.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, what the absolute hell is this? I went on to hit.com.au, but they're more like knitted socks. Like, you know, your grandma crocheted socks to wear with thongs. So they're like, they're trying to make it fashionable. And I'm like, no, just wear like your anklets or your little white ones or whatever.
Yeah.
Don't try and make them into these all these like weird designs because it just makes it look so weird.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just be comfortable with the fact that you already look weird and just deal with it. It's a comfort thing, right?
You haven't tried socks with thongs, have you?
Not with slides. Don't own slides.
Okay. No, but what about with thongs?
It's just weird.
Because I've done that before
too. It pokes into your toe. It makes you feel
weird. You can actually buy socks that have that little groove.
I have enough trouble getting a sock on one sock on my foot. I don't need to try and slide 5 individual toes into their own little
socks.
Why
do you have problems putting socks on your feet?
Just don't have the coordination.
Oh,
let's
my
not talk
gosh.
About it.
Okay, well, if you want to find out more, you want to check out these other socks, go to hit.com.au.
You've been listening to the Jesse and Jules Catch-Up on Hit FM.